Bahrain, Saudi-backed regime forces have destroyed two more mosques in cities of Karzakhan and Salmabad. Analysts say the move is indicative of Manama's systematic crackdown on anti-regime protesters. Security forces have attacked an all-girls school in the city of Hamad, abducting 8 teachers and 25 students. In Yemen, clashes between plainclothes police and anti-regime forces have left scores of people wounded in the city of Hodeidah. This after regime forces armed with batons and pistols attacked thousands of protesters. The Yemeni people have been calling for an end to President Saleh's 3-decade-long rule. Clashes between protesters and security forces in Afghanistan have left at least 3 people dead. The protests were held in Parwan province against the presence of U.S.-led foreign forces in the country. The protesters were angered by NATO's recent arrest of 3 Afghan religious leaders. Also in Afghanistan, a bomber wearing an army uniform has been killed after opening fire at the defense ministry building. The Taliban have claimed responsibility, saying the attack targeted the visiting French defense minister. There is still no official word on casualties. Staying with Afghanistan, 7 Iranian construction engineers have been abducted in the war-torn country. The kidnapping took place in the western province of Farah. The attackers' identities are not known. The incident comes as anti-U.S. rallies continue in the country. In Libya, a senior medic says some 1,000 people have been killed in the past 6 weeks in the city of Misrata. The administrator also said 3,000 people were injured during the same period. Misrata has been under siege by regime forces for almost 2 months now. Iran has successfully tested a new domestically made air defense system. The military says the Mersad air defense system is capable of hitting targets within a range of 150 kilometers. The system fired 2 Shaheen missiles, both of which hit their designated targets. Scientists say the BP oil spill last year has caused significant declines in key health indicators in the Gulf of Mexico. The explosion that ripped the Deepwater Horizon oil rig apart in 2010 killed 11 workers and split nearly 5 million barrels of crude into the Gulf.